I see with my own naked eye. I gotta cut the cord and fall away. That instinct I can justify. Big down with the jerk.
And on, please.
Dumois has the whole story.
Did you hear what Dumois said?
Who is it?
O-M-G.
Can you believe this blind item?
Dumois was on that story a long time
ago. Sunday means celeb sightings with Dumois.
I just DM'd Dumois.
I cannot believe what I just read about
Dumois. I need to hear more.
Hello, and welcome to Do You, the show where you'll hear all the latest in celeb gossip and special exclusives that are not shared on my Instagram or anywhere else. I'll be your guide into the world of celeb news, sightings, and secrets. I will be giving you all of the information I have on your favorite topics every week. Do You is officially back. I hope you all had a wonderful holiday break. We're starting the new year with your voicemails. We will put the podcast phone number in the episode description. Do not hesitate to call in with your questions for a chance to be featured. Let's get started. Before we dive into the latest celebrity intel, let's talk about a different kind of drama, the kind that involves our furry co-stars, our pets. I wanted to share a message from our partner, Spot Pet Insurance, who is here to help with unexpected veterinary bills.
What's that?
Well, with Spot Pet Insurance, you can get up to 90% cash back on eligible vet bills. You would need that.
Yeah, saving up to 90% on vet bills sounds fantastic.
It sure is. And get this, Spot Pet Insurance plans cover not only unexpected accidents and illnesses, but also offers an optional preventative care benefit. It can help with the cost of routine wellness, vaccines, and more.
Is it pricey?
Probably less expensive than a surprise $1,800 vet bill, and you know what that's like.
It's not pretty.
Just head over to spotpet.com for a free quote. Paid ad from Spot Pet Insurance. Waiting periods, annual deductibles, coinsurance, benefit limits, and exclusions may apply. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence, American Insurance Company, or United States Fire Insurance Company, and produced by Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC. Hey guys, welcome back to the first podcast episode of the new year. Happy 2023. I hope everyone had a great winter break, holiday, happy and healthy and safe new year. Let's get right into it. Today we are answering voicemails. First of all, I would like to thank from the bottom of my heart, I really appreciate you guys who take the time to call in and, you know, leave a voicemail. There were two voicemails that totally stumped me, but I want to mention it on the podcast just in case somebody has some information they could write in about. The first voicemail that really stumped me was somebody was asking about Harris Dickinson. He's a British actor. He was in Where the Crawdads Sing and Triangle of Sadness. I watched Where the Crawdads Sing. It was a very good movie, very depressing. But I have no information on him. This one totally stumped me. So I'm just like throwing it out there into the universe. If anyone listening knows anything about Harris Dickinson, this actor is this person's new crush. So they were wondering if I had any information about him. I don't. And I honestly didn't even know who to ask. I asked one person who was actually based in the UK and they didn't have anything. The second voicemail that stumped me was about the hosts of the show, The Great British Baking Show. This person called in and said there were some weird dynamics going on between the hosts. I don't watch the show. I didn't even know who to ask about the host of the show. So if anyone listening has any information about the hosts of The Great British Baking Show, please write in so we can satisfy this person's curiosity. Before we get into the voicemails, I also just want to mention there was a lot of questions in the Q&A that was posted today and Monday about Selena Gomez, Nicola Peltz, and Brooklyn Beckham. There's a new like sort of friendship that we've been seeing a lot on Instagram. They've been documenting their trips. They've been documenting their hangouts. They seem like they're having a really good time. So people started speculating that Selena was dating Nicola's brother, and she's not. I just asked someone, I said, what's the deal? Like, I knew she wasn't because somebody had written in and they had described the type of person that her brother, Brad, that's his name. She has a couple brothers, but I think everyone is sort of pinpointing Brad as who they think Selena's love interest is. And they kind of describe what kind of person Brad is. And they kind of said at the end of the description, you know, he just doesn't seem like anyone that Selena would go for. And I had said that, but people are still, you know, harping on the idea that him and Selena are dating, but they're not. I asked someone and the person said they heard they were just friends. And that's exactly what I heard as well. The second thing I just quickly want to touch on is there were a lot of questions in the Q&A also about Harry and Olivia's breakup, which I thought was behind us in 2022, but I didn't realize was a lot of you guys were not satisfied with the reason for their split. And you kind of think that it's a temporary split for now while Olivia figures out her custody agreement with Jason. I have not heard that to be true after their split was announced, which, by the way, I don't know if it was ever confirmed by either of their reps. I think People Magazine put out an article. They are very reputable. They do dot their I's and cross all their T's. So whoever was giving them that information, it had to have been a rock solid source, but I still don't think it was ever in print confirmed that they had broken up. So apparently, unbeknownst to me, a lot of you guys think that it's a temporary split until the custody agreement is figured out. And of course, I know a lot of you guys think that the relationship was never real. It was PR. You know my feelings on that. Don't waste your breath on trying to sell me otherwise. You know I don't think that their relationship was PR or set up for the movie. I think that's a ridiculous theory because Olivia had so much to lose by getting together with Harry. Children were involved. I mean, think about it. So I was really surprised. I just wanted to say I was really surprised to learn that you guys were still sort of like waiting to see if they get back together or waiting to hear more information about their relationship. I don't have any more information. I just kind of wanted to share my thoughts with you guys. Okay, let's get into the voicemails.
Hi, dude. This is Della. I just want to know more information about Rob Kardashian and all the rumors circulating on TikTok about him being in the hospital. Do you actually think it's an OD? Thank you. Love you. Happy 2023.
Hi, Della. Thank you so much for your voicemail. I did touch on this on my Instagram stories, but I also wanted to reiterate on the podcast for anyone who missed the Q&A where I talked about this. Okay, so just to give you guys like a little timeline about how I came to find out that no, he did not OD. The rumors started circulating on TikTok. I saw them. I thought they were BS. But, you know, I've said this before. Once something goes from TikTok to Instagram and you guys like really start asking me about it a lot in the DMs, I like can't ignore it. So I reached out. I reached out to a reporter and I said, what's the deal with Rob, like, did he OD? And the person said, you know, he might have visited the hospital. He might have been in the hospital. But no, he did not OD. He would be the last person in that family to OD. So what I think happened is the European tabloids got wind of him being admitted into the hospital. And I don't know, they ran with it. I mean, I read the most ridiculous accounts of what was going on. Them listing like alcohol, oxy, I don't know, another drug that he OD'd on. Completely, completely false. That is not what happened. And then I also read something how like paparazzi were waiting outside the hospital to take his picture. So I reached out to a paparazzi. I said, you know, is this true? Were there paparazzi waiting? And the person didn't even know anything about the story. So right then and there, I knew that it was nothing serious. Do I think that he was admitted into the hospital for something? Yeah, I think that's a possibility. I don't think it's like anything near to an overdose. And it just goes to show you, and I made this comment, you know, about how dangerous TikTok can be. Like, people make these videos and post these rumors as fact, and people believe them. I mean, so many people were messaging me about it. But no, he did not OD. And I don't have any other information about Rob Kardashian. He still remains to be out of the spotlight and pretty private about his life. I think we caught a couple glimpses of him in the background of some Instagram photos this year. He seems to be doing well. He looked healthy. So that's it. Thank you for your question.
Hey, dude, it's Katie. As an elder millennial, we just have to know what is going on with Ryan Gosling. I'm waiting for anyone to just destroy this person I worship for me. If you have any information, I would love to know. Thanks.
Hi, Katie. Thanks for your question about Ryan Gosling. Unfortunately, you're going to have to be waiting a lifetime. I don't think anyone can destroy Ryan Gosling for you. I've only received super, super, super nice DMs about Ryan from fans, from people who've worked with him. Nothing bad. The only thing that I could think of is, I don't know if you guys will remember this. This was maybe early last year. I posted 3 blind items about celebrities who were married. And they were old stories about how these male celebrities were caught, I don't want to say cheating, because it was a lot of like, you know, I met so-and-so at a club in 2012 and he flirted with my friend and they kissed. It was like stuff like that. It wasn't like affairs, but I don't know if you guys remember. It was like 3 in a row. I never revealed them. One was about Matt Damon, and I think one was about Ryan Gosling, and I think the other one was actually about Ryan Reynolds. And I think I gave hints. I think I said two of the guys, or maybe I think I said all of the guys had multiple kids. Do you guys remember this? I don't know. DM me if you remember. But it was about Matt Damon, Ryan Reynolds, and I'm pretty sure it was Ryan Gosling. That's the only thing that I heard about him that was shady. And it wasn't even that shady. I think for the Ryan Gosling one, it was like, I met him at a bar. I was with my friends and, you know, he wanted my friend's phone number. And this was like the time period that they specified this happened was like, it would have been in the beginning of his relationship with Eva Mendes. So I have to be honest with you, that's literally the only shady thing I've heard about him. I dipped into my Ryan Gosling folder. I'm going to read you guys a couple of DMs. I mean, it's nothing scandalous. I mean, he's a really, really nice guy. I don't know if you guys knew this, but he used to DJ. Like a literal DJ, like a wiki, 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 like a DJ, like at clubs. So somebody said they went out with him about 4 times. He was kind of a weird dude. That's what they said. And I think like he kind of looks a little eccentric and he seems like he'd be a little like kooky, but like in a good way, you know. So they just said that they went out with him 4 times. We met when he was DJing and he aggressively jumped over tables to come talk to me. That seems like very crazy, stupid love vibes. Okay, here's another one. This person says, it's not really that juicy. I worked with him at a fitting, and the second he opened the door, it was amazing. Very friendly. Nobody was there with him in the suite. I probably spent an hour and a half with him trying on different looks for the event, and he was cracking jokes the whole time, just super chill and very laid back. He offered me something to drink, not like any of the other celebs I've worked with who aren't as gracious. He's so damn handsome. He was basically like the character from Crazy Stupid Love. So it seems like that character wasn't a far stretch. Okay, here's another one. My fiance met Ryan Gosling at a neighborhood bar in New Orleans after Drive came out. It was 2:30 a.m. and they started talking. The bar is usually empty at that time, but there were dozens of girls decked out staring at him at the opposite end of the bar, and Ryan couldn't care less. He was just hanging out. My fiance and Ryan talked about Drive and how awesome Carey Mulligan was. Somehow they got on the topic of Goosebumps, and Ryan said something like, I usually don't do this, but I was in Goosebumps, the one with the camera. They took vodka shots together and got a picture. The Mayweather fight was coming up, so they flexed. He said Ryan was awesome to hang out with. So the part about them flexing, the person who submitted this sent in a picture of Ryan and their fiance literally like flexing together. And Ryan has like really big guns in this picture. Let me know if you guys want me to post the picture. But you could see he's just like super friendly, like just chatting with random people at a bar. Here's another one. I met Ryan 5 years ago at a premiere in Austin. He was really sweet and took a photo with everyone who was waiting outside, maybe about 25 people. He's always been my number one, so I was so happy that he was so nice and still so hot in person. 25 people is like a lot of people to take a picture with. Here's another one. I mean, there's nothing bad, so I could read these all day. Okay, here's another one. But since everyone is chiming in, I'll do one of my favorite encounters. I was at a club and Ryan Gosling was there and dancing salsa. This was right before The Notebook was about to come out. Anyway, he's a great dancer. He told me he has been taking private lessons and enjoyed dancing. He danced with a lot of us girls, conversed with a lot of us, and even bought us drinks. It was such an amazing night. Too bad none of us had the balls to make a move. So like really like just wholesome, nice stories. Here's something else somebody sent in. This was actually from an article about celebrities who have visited the Magic Castle in California. This is an excerpt from an article that somebody sent me that I posted. This is from somebody who worked at the Magic Castle. This person noticed a couple come barreling down the stairs to the bar on their way to the bathroom. He said they proceeded to make out aggressively with the man's hands all over his date. The worker asked the floor manager if he wanted to handle it, and the manager said, oh no, you can get that one. So the Magic Castle worker walked over to the couple and began his talk. He said, I like PDA as much as the next person, but can you guys tone it down? And it turns out to be Eva Mendes and Ryan Gosling. And the worker said, oh, you guys can probably afford a room. And Ryan laughed and said, yeah. So I don't know what year this was, but maybe it was like in the beginning of their relationship. Seems like they were really into each other. I know there are a lot of blind items about how he's controlling and how, you know, he prefers her to stay home and be a mom and raise the kids and not work. I mentioned this before, and I don't know if people know, but Eva Mendes had some issues. I think she has some substance issues, and I think she has like anxiety issues. Like, I don't want to misspeak, but like almost agoraphobia. I could be wrong, but I feel like she's talked about it. So I don't think her staying out of the spotlight has anything to do with him. I think that's completely a her decision. So, you know, you can't always believe the blind items. You know, obviously the ones I post, I say it all the time. Like, take any blind item that I post, unless I've written it myself, from an email I received with a grain of salt. But I know that that has come up about them. And I just want to say that I personally have not heard that to be true. So that's a wrap on Ryan. I hope you weren't expecting something scandalous, but yeah, I guess he's one of the good ones. Let's get the next one.
I think one of the things that I've been the most curious about just over the past couple of years is just the question of what's going on with Taylor Swift. Is her relationship with Jill fake? Was she with Karlie Kloss? You know, because I've read a lot of blind items that have said a lot of different things about it. So I'm looking for specific clarity from you, because I feel like you definitely know the most. And name, if I could keep that anonymous, that would be cool. All right, thanks.
Hi, Anonymous. Yes, it's totally fine for you guys to not submit your name, as long as you just say, like, I consent to having this audio. So in the future, if you guys don't feel comfortable saying your name, you don't have to. Okay, so first of all, why do you guys think every relationship is fake? Like, I really need someone to answer this question for me. No, their relationship is 100% not fake. And I mean, I'll say this until I'm blue in the face. I've heard from several people they're married. A couple people have responded to my claim saying, then why can't you find a marriage certificate? And I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Maybe they filed privately. Maybe it was just a ceremony. I mean, I've had several people confirm that they have been married. There was a ceremony. There was a quote unquote wedding. I cannot give you any details. I mean, people are like breaking their NDAs, even admitting that. But no, they're not fake. I don't know why you guys would think that. And who do you guys think are not fake? That's what I really want to know. Like, you think everyone is fake? I can't wrap my head around believing that every Hollywood couple is fake. I've said this before. I think that certain Hollywood couples play up their relationship for PR purposes. And yes, I do think that like certain Hollywood couples have gotten together in the beginning for promotion of their movie or their TV show. I use Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens as an example, but I do think that they genuinely liked each other. I do think that they were into each other, but I do think with shows like that, producers encourage the two stars to get together. Same with Twilight, Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson, same deal. But no, back to Taylor. I don't think that her and Joe are fake. The whole Karlie Kloss thing, wow. I don't really like know how to answer that. We touched upon it a little bit in the Taylor Swift episode. I did a whole podcast devoted to Taylor Swift, and I had two Swifties on with me. And we did touch on it. And I will say that when I started the Demois account in 2020, I posted a lot about Taylor. I have a huge file on Taylor Swift, but it's from 2 years ago. It's nothing recent. I looked through it to see if there was anything on Taylor and Karlie. There are a couple DMs. I could read them to you guys. I could give you guys my opinion, but I do want to preface by saying none of this information is confirmed. You know, it's all just speculation. And when I started the account, you know, I really wasn't online a lot and I didn't know these huge fandoms existed. So in the beginning, in 2020, it was very hard for me to distinguish what was fan submitted and what was actually like somebody who knew information. Now, cut to almost 3 years later, like I could tell for the most part, you know, what's a fan submission and what is like, you know, somebody who would know the truth. I also have a lot more sources than I did. So are there people that I could go to and ask their opinion on certain, you know, celebrity relationships? I didn't ask anyone about this because I feel like it's such old news, but I know you guys are still interested in it. I know Rolling Stone put out an article about this last year, which I was really, really shocked about, just because it's like old news. And, you know, she's obviously very happy in a relationship right now. So why not just leave like the Carly stuff in the past. So with that being said, let me read what I have on Taylor. Okay, so when I was in the file, I came across two messages that, I don't know, were really funny. I hope that the Swifties with a sense of humor will appreciate them. And if you think that they're rude, take the stick out of your ass. Like, it's funny. The first one said, the first one said, I heard this Taylor Swift story from blank. I blanked out who it was from. And unfortunately, I don't have the original message, so I don't know the source. But it says, apparently when she gives blowjobs, she holds the guy's hand and makes eye contact, which sounds really on brand for her, which I loved. I loved the intimacy that she puts into that act. I mean, it does kind of seem like on brand for her. And then the second one, this doesn't have to do with Carly, but somebody wrote in, my blank was sleeping with Taylor Swift for a little less than a month, and she did this thing called the Hot Boy Sunday, where she'd cover him with whipped cream, edible sex chocolate, and sprinkles, and lick him all over. She also has a trunk filled with every sex toy you can name in her Tribeca apartment. I just love that. The Hot Boy Sunday. Like, yeah, I want a Hot Boy Sunday. Go Taylor. Again, I don't know if either of those stories are true. This is a sex positive podcast and account. We're not shaming. I love it. I love those two tips from Taylor Swift. Hold hands when you're giving a beach and Hot Boy Sunday. Okay. On to Carly. I didn't have that many DMs. Like, I think that when I was posting about her and Carly, people honestly like didn't know. Whoever was following me at the time, who maybe did know the truth, didn't say anything. And, you know, some people submitted things that sounded plausible, and this was one of them. This person says, blank confirmed her and Carly were together. Blank in NYC is friends with a girl who's blank with Ireland Baldwin. Apparently, Ireland was trying to get Taylor and Carly to come out because it would bring so much awareness to the bi community, but Taylor wouldn't say anything because she needed to protect her image. The blanks are things that I blocked out because it probably like gave away who knew this information. Again, I have no idea if that's true. You guys can tell me if that is a theory that has been circulating around like Tumblr or Twitter or fan accounts. I don't know why Ireland Baldwin was like named. I have no idea, but that's it. That's all I have. And if they were more than friends, like, God bless them. Like, they were adorable together. I recently on TikTok came across the clip of Taylor singing at the Victoria's Secret fashion show. And, you know, they seemed like besties. It's a shame they aren't friends anymore. So that's all I have on Tay Tay. All right, let's move on. Hey, Ferris.
Hey, Dew.
There's a new show I want to tell you about.
What is it?
Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu.
A new high?
That's right. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series, High Hopes, is finally here for your viewing pleasure. The Hulu original reality series follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious half-baked employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry.
Sounds like it's going to be a real hit.
I didn't know.
Oh, God.
Oh, I didn't know the marijuana industry was so competitive. Did you?
No, but I can't wait to see what goes on behind closed doors.
More than just coworkers, the owners and the butt tenders.
Mm.
You like what they did
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I like that. It's cute.
In High Hopes, our one dope family. You'll fall in love with these quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. That's how I like to spend my days.
That is literally how I describe myself every time we record this podcast. Under a slightly hazy cloud.
Then this show is for you.
I think it is. I want to know all about the budding careers of these dispensary owners.
For sure.
Love that.
All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu. Here on Do You, we do not like misleading info. That's why I do my best to be transparent with the most up-to-date intel on all of your favorite celebs. You can trust that I will never intentionally dupe you. Sadly, in life, we do have to deal with a lot of sneaky terms, annoying bill hikes, and exorbitant fees that we did not anticipate. We call that yada yada. Here on Do You, we do not like yada yada. Now, you could spend all of your time combing through contracts, or you could just skip the hassle and go with a trusted brand like Metro by T-Mobile, helping you to get ahead and not pull you back. That's right. You don't take yada yada from life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and not a yada yada. Never settle for less. I know I never do. And now that I don't have to worry about sneaky yada yada, I have time to dedicate my time to making the best content for you guys. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Hi, Dew. This is Kristen. I'm calling because I am an OG Kardashian fan. And I am wondering about Kourtney and Scott. Obviously, ever since Kourtney married Travis, obviously this season Scott is not on the show. And, you know, they always had, like, what seems like a strong co-parenting dynamic. And then it seems like that's maybe changed quite a bit ever since Travis came into the picture. I'm sure it seems like they're still good, but it's obviously just like they're not as close anymore. I don't know if they were ever like purely co-parents or if like there was always something going on between them until she met Travis. I don't know. So I'm wondering if you know anything, if you hear anything about like what went on leading up to her meeting Travis and then like ever since what the dynamic is between her and Scott now, because I can't help it. I'm like an OG Kourtney and Scott lover. Even though I'm happy she's happy with Travis. So anyways, that's my question. Thanks so much.
Hi, Kristen. Thanks for your question. Okay, so there's a lot of factors to my answer that I think are public knowledge. And then there are a couple things that I think you guys can deduce. And then there are a couple things that like I've heard from people. So let's just start with the beginning of your question. It's like what happened between Kourtney and Scott. I think it's pretty well known that Scott had some serious substance abuse issues and she was over it. I think that she got put through the ringer with that relationship. So when she met Travis and he was so into her, well, let's also back up. Like her relationship with Younes also like did not seem that healthy. And then she got together with Travis. And I think, you know, they just clicked on so many levels that she was like totally able to move on from Scott. And I've said this on the Instagram account that I think that her estrangement from her sisters has to do with her relationship from Travis and how much she's sort of like changed. I know that there's like a obvious change that we could see in her appearance. So I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that superficial. I think that there's probably another change to her that maybe we don't know about or we don't see because we're not part of the family. But there definitely is an estrangement happening between her and her sisters that I think, unfortunately, is because of her relationship with Travis. Now, I have heard that like Mason is basically living at Scott's or staying with Scott a majority of the time. I don't know if that's because he just prefers that household or if it has something to do with maybe he doesn't want to see like his mom and her new husband, like, you know, tongue kissing every time he comes out of the bathroom. Like, I don't know. But I do think that the relationship between her and Travis has affected her other relationships within the family. Now, that being said, you know, they are a very tight knit family. So they're always going to be sisters. They're always going to be, Scott's always going to be the father of her kids. You know, they're always going to have each other's back publicly. What goes on behind closed doors is another story. I think, you know, we see Kim struggles because of Kanye, but I think that there's a lot of other struggles that happen that we don't know about, that they hide from the public. They're not going to put on the show. They're not going to talk about, you know, and that's their right. It's their decision what they choose to make public and, you know, what they choose to keep private. And, you know, I think that Kim, and, you know, this is like totally kind of goes back to that one episode where Kim, you know, says that her and Khloé do all the appearances and do all the heavy lifting. But I do think that Kim and Khloé's personal lives take the brunt of what we see in the public. Courtney does not talk about what's going on in her relationship with Travis. And I have heard that there is a lot going on there. I'm not going to get into what, because it's something, you know, that it's a topic that I don't really like talking about. And same with Kylie, you know, I think a lot goes on between Kylie and Travis's relationship that she'll never address. We saw that with his alleged mistress coming forward at the end of last year. It seems like they had some sort of issue over New Year's. Travis was in Miami performing, which, by the way, I heard he didn't come on stage to perform till 4:30 in the morning. People were waiting at the venue from 9 p.m. and he didn't show up till 4:30. Apparently he was at like Offset and Cardi's party, but he had this appearance that like people paid for. Somebody who was there told me, you know, they paid general admission, but there were people there that paid like $20,000 for a table and for him to perform. And he came out and sang like half a song with his hood up and then handed the mic to like a fan or someone in the audience to finish. So there's obviously like something going on with him, which I'm sure is affecting his relationship with Kylie. But again, you know, she doesn't really talk about it. She keeps everything private, just like Courtney. You asked if there was something going on between Courtney and Scott before she met Travis, or if they were just co-parents. I'm pretty sure they were just co-parents. So to answer your question, did her dynamic with Scott change since she married Travis? Yes. I think her dynamic with everyone in the family has changed since she married Travis. And I also want to say, I'm not saying Travis is a bad guy at all. I actually hear he's like a great guy. Relationships change people. And I think that there, again, I hate to be cryptic, but I think that there are factors at play that she doesn't talk about that is a strain on her relationship with her family. So I hope that answers your question. Thank you.
Hey, girl. This is Chelsea from Detroit. And I'm calling in because it's driving me crazy. The intro of your podcast is that Paige DeSorbo and Hannah Berner that do that celeb sightings with Des Moines on Sunday. Like, those voices, they sound just like Hannah and Paige. And I am just dying to know. So please, please help a girl out and let me know if this is true. Thanks so much. Bye.
Oh God, so funny. Hi Chelsea. It's so funny. Other people have asked me if the intro was my voice. And they've asked me other people too. But no, it's not Paige, it's not Hannah, it's not me. It's my producer's voice, and it's also voices from people around the office at Cadence 13. They're the company that puts out my podcast. So when they were making the intro, I guess they just like asked random people around the office to like say those lines. But no, I mean, should it be Paige and Hannah? I don't know. Maybe we could ask to see if they would do it. But thank you for your question. It made me laugh. When you look at bags of dog food, you see pictures of bright carrots and juicy steaks. But when you open the bag, all you get are burnt, smelly pellets. Dog food needs some fresh thinking. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy. Dogs will eat anything. Just because they'll eat it, does it mean it's healthy food? This is why I love Farmer's Dog. It's real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. Just tell them about your dog and they'll deliver personalized, vet-developed recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, conveniently delivered on your schedule. Dog people all across the country have ordered millions of meals from the Farmer's Dog. It's never been easier to invest in your dog's health with fresh food. We have partnered with Farmer's Dog for a while and have stayed loyal because of the Farmer's Dog commitment to quality always. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/doyou.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I do. Just for the record, I consent to using my audio use on the podcast. So hello, do. My name is Portia. I'm just calling because I'm wondering about Joe Keery and Micah Monroe. They've been together for like forever, so I honestly didn't really think about them that much. But then I was on the Daily Mail, as you do, and I saw that Micah was on a date with another guy and just casually mentioned that her and Joe Keery were no longer together. And I just thought that was weird because I literally didn't hear anything. And they were together for like a long time. And I know that neither of them are like super, super famous, but I know Joe from like Stranger Things, you know, kind of has that going for him. So I was just surprised that no one really talked about it. It just kind of quietly mentioned that she was dating a new guy. So I'm just wondering what happened. Was there anything of note? Why was no one talking about it? Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Portia. Thank you for your question. For people who don't know,
Joe Keery played Steve Harrington. He was like the hot popular guy in Stranger Things. And he dated Micah Monroe. She was in movies like It Follows, Hot Summer Nights, and Greta. So they dated for a while. They broke up. She was seen with G-Eazy. That's how I think everyone knew they broke up for sure. So I asked someone, why did they break up? God, you guys aren't going to like this answer. But supposedly he cheated on her a few times over the years. And it happened again right before they broke up in the fall of 2022. And then I asked this person, is she really with G-Eazy? And the person said, I think she's dating around. But if she doesn't want to be cheated on, G-Eazy isn't the one to date. I believe she had a little thing, or at least was interested in having a little thing with Carl Glusman. Carl Glusman, for you guys who don't know, is Zoe Kravitz's ex-husband. So Hollywood is a very incestuous place. It's like high school. It really is. So that's the deal with them. I don't know who he allegedly cheated on her with. I don't have those details. But that's that. So yeah, they are definitely over.
Hey, this is Sarah. I'm calling about the Olsen twins. I have loved the Olsen twins my whole life, and I only know anything about them from their movies. I don't know anything about like their personalities. What are their personalities like? Thank you, Dew. Bye.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you so much for your question. I also love the Olsen twins. Actually, I think they hate being called the Olsen twins. I think they prefer Mary-Kate Olsen and Ashley Olsen because they're two different people. So I'll try not to say Olsen twins. But yeah, over the years, I received a lot of different DMs about them. You know, they're out and about in New York a lot. So they have encountered a lot of people in the wild, and I can dip into their folder. I will say as of late, they've been pretty private. Like they haven't been seen around New York. I don't know if they were in Paris for an extended period of time, but they haven't been seen as much. Usually they're at the Marc, or they're at Bouvet. They love Bouvet. Different restaurants also in the West Village, but they haven't been seen anywhere. So hopefully we'll have some 2023 sightings of them. Okay, let's get into the Olsen file. Okay, so there were a lot of DMs about Mary-Kate Olsen attending yoga classes and or SoulCycle classes. Okay, tell me if you guys remember this. There was like a string of DMs how they would like drink hot coffee during SoulCycle. Please tell me somebody listening remembers this because I can never forget it. So crazy. But anyway, here's one about hot yoga. A friend took a hot yoga class with either Mary-Kate or Ashley, she couldn't tell which, and said she was in a cashmere bodysuit with long sleeves the entire time. She didn't know how she wasn't overheating. And I said, those girls love a fashion moment. And the person said, I honestly think about that story a lot and can't even physically understand how it's possible. There were like a lot of stories like that. Here's another one. I was at Yoga to the People on St. Mark's in the back row of the class and we're getting started and in walks Mary-Kate Olsen in a full floor length fur coat. She set up a mat a bit in front and to the left of me. I was freaking out because I loved Mary-Kate and Ashley when I was younger. Anyway, we're going through the class and she gets into downward dog and I realized she was not wearing a bra under her very baggy tank. And I got a front row view of her entire chest during the class, which made me feel very uncomfortable. But like you do you. Then halfway into the class, she got a phone call. Phone was on max volume and grabs her fur and walks out. Feel like everything about that is very on brand for Mary-Kate. Okay, this one is like pretty stupid, but I just wanted to know if any of you OGs remember
like the brief moment on the account where everyone was writing in about celebrities that they encountered in the bathroom at like a restaurant or like a Broadway show or wherever. And whether or not the celebrity washed their hands after they went to the bathroom. Does anyone remember that period on my Instagram account? Well, anyway, this is from them. Somebody says, this is about Ashley Olsen. I was in the bathroom at Barney's in New York City with Ashley a few years ago. Didn't know she was in there until she exited the stall while I was washing my hands. She did not wash her hands. Anyway, I just thought that was funny. I wanted to know if any of you guys remember that moment on my Instagram account. Oh God, here we go again. I fucking love Mary-Kate. Anon, please. Seeing your post about Mary-Kate made me laugh because I ran into her. Actually, if I'm being honest, I don't know if it was Mary-Kate or Ashley, in a bathroom in Hawaii, and she was wearing a legitimate floor-length fur coat. Again, it was Hawaii. It was warm. I mean, I love how they just commit to something, and that's it. Oh God, here we go again. I love it so much. I used to work at Third Rail Coffee in the East Village, and at like 4 p.m. once, Ashley came in wearing a huge flannel and full-length pants, carrying a yoga mat with a large male friend. It was like the dead of summer, and she got a 16-ounce hot almond latte. They were talking about the yoga class. Wait, what the fuck? They were talking about the yoga class that they just went to. Confirmed, she was not sweaty. A feat. I love it. Okay, here we go. This is what I was talking about earlier. I have two Soul Cycle stories. I live in New York City, so I've seen some celebs at classes. I rode across from Ashley Olsen. She rode the boyfriend bikes, and she wore a sweatshirt the entire time and drank a small hot coffee the entire time. It legit gets so hot in there, I don't know how she didn't die of heat. After, she was really normal as we waited to exit the room, didn't leave early, and just was normal. She had to wait for the next class to start to get to her locker, and she just chilled there waiting. Really normal. I really don't think people knew who she was because she was so tiny and looked really different. But all around, really normal, super tiny, and didn't sweat. Now, if you guys remember any other SoulCycle stories that I've posted before, some celebrities, like, they'll leave the class early, or if you're Jake Gyllenhaal, you'll like change in the manager's office because like you don't want to be like around any of the normies. So love to see that she just like mingled like everyone else. I have a similar story. I used to practice at a yoga studio on the Upper East Side that Mary-Kate frequented. She was in my heated vinyasa class maybe 2 to 3 times. She would wear a giant flannel shirt and long black wool coat looking leggings for the entire class and never sweat in an 80 degree room. She's super tiny, pretty good at yoga, and always snuck out during Savasana. I mean, I love it. All these stories. I can't believe it. Like, I didn't like realize that. Also, like, this is not that surprising because if you see paparazzi pictures of them, they are always in floor length coats, but it's just funny because everyone in these DMs are pointing out that they're in these like floor length coats in the dead of summer. August of 2012, my family and I sat next to Mary-Kate Olsen and Olivier at Lucky Strike in Soho. They ordered seemingly everything on the menu. When they stood up to leave, she put on a floor-length trench coat when it was like 90 degrees out. Not surprising, but she's teeny tiny, totally starstruck. Then Claire Danes walked in and ate alone. By the way, I don't know if Lucky Strike is still open, but that was a really cool spot in Soho. And I mean, I wish I had like something juicy to read you guys. Like everything is like they wore a floor length coat in the middle of summer, but that's literally that's literally all I got. Here's another one. 6 years ago, I was at Nobu with my family and the Olsen twins were in a booth to the left of me. I was shook. I smiled and waved at them. Ashley saw me and rolled her eyes. I was devastated. I was still so starstruck, so I saw Mary-Kate get up and go to the bathroom, so I followed her. The bathrooms were small, only 2 to 3 stalls. She was definitely waiting for me to leave, but I just sat in the stall until she came out. Finally, she did, and we washed our hands together. Yes, she washed her hands. And I was dying to say something, so as she was leaving, I said, "I love you, Mary-Kate. I was watching you on Full House this morning." So embarrassed. So embarrassing. I don't know why I said that. But anyway, she was super nice and said, "Aw, thank you. Have a great night." Have a great night. I mean, honestly, here we go again. This is fucking crazy. I ride horses and have competed against Mary-Kate. We ride in the same classes in Florida, and she is always wearing floor length, oversized coats and sweaters, even in extreme heat. She walks around with a cigarette in one hand and a coffee in the other at times of the day. Won't talk to anyone, but also no one really talks to her either. You know, I don't know. That's just like their thing. Here's another one, and there's a picture to prove it. Mary-Kate Olsen and Ashley Olsen showed up to my birthday one year and stayed the whole night smoking cigarettes and weed. It was so random, super nice. One is nicer than the other, though. I think Ashley was the nicer one. Can't fully remember. That was actually sent in by somebody I know, and they sent in a picture to prove it. So, I mean, I think they're just like, you know, nice, normal girls, as nice as any child actor who grew up in Hollywood could be. Do you know what I mean? Like, there is going to be like an air about them or like an effectiveness to them. But wait, you guys, I'm like scrolling through this fucking file and everyone is about like black coffee or a floor length coat. Listen to this. Okay. I read about another Soul Cycle experience, but with Mary-Kay, and she drank black coffee during the entire ride. And I wrote, "That is a level of savagery I aspire to." I mean, if any of you guys have ever taken a Soul Cycle class, like, you literally sweat so much and coffee dehydrates you. So I don't know how that works. I don't know how you don't feel like you want to pass out. I mean, I have almost passed out in Soul Cycle classes, and I never drank coffee and was drinking water, and I never wore like cashmere onesies. Like, I don't know how they do it. Maybe they just like condition their body. Then there were some DMs about Mary-Kate Olsen and Heath Ledger. Allegedly his cleaning lady found him when he had passed away, and Mary-Kate Olsen was the first person that she called when the cleaning lady found Heath. So they were obviously like very close. I think she was actually questioned about his death, but I'm not sure. Do not quote me about that, but I feel like I read that she was. A lot of people also wanted to know why Mary-Kate got divorced. Somebody at the time speculated she's likely really serious about riding and traveling and dropping a lot of money. It ruins a lot of marriages. That was that person's speculation about like what maybe drove a wedge in between her and her ex-husband. I don't know if you guys know, but Mary-Kate Olsen does ride horses competitively, and that community is very small. So, you know, that horse riding community down in Florida. So I have had a lot of people write in about her down there. I think she just kind of like keeps to herself. But she's really into horseback riding. So, I mean, that's like basically it. I don't know if that answers your question about, you know, really what they are like. I mean, okay. I will be honest with you. I have met Mary-Kate Olsen. As I stated in the beginning, I'm a huge Olsen's fan. I was at a restaurant in New York City, and I was outside with my friends. It was after work and we were drinking, and I saw her get out of a black Escalade and walk inside, and I was like dying to meet her. And this was a long time ago, by the way, guys. I would never do this now. This was like maybe 20 years ago or 15 years ago. I did about 5 shots of Southern Comfort and lime. Is that a shot? Some kind of like brown liquor and lime shot that I was doing at the time. I did about 5 shots to get up enough courage to go inside and go up to her table and ask for a picture. So after about 5 shots, I got up, I went inside. She was sitting alone at the table. So I went up to the table and I was like, I'm such a big fan. Can I get a picture? And she was like, I'm in the middle of an interview right now. Can we do it after? And I was like, sure. And then I went back outside to my table. She finished her interview. I saw her just like walk out the front door and like, you know, walk back into her car. But anyway, she wasn't like overly nice, but she wasn't like mean. But she was also probably like, you're fucking like interrupting me right now. But she was at the table alone. Like she wasn't at the table with the interviewer. I think the interviewer had got up and went to the bathroom. But she kind of like looked at me like, I'm in the middle of something, bitch. Like, kick rocks. Anyway, I will say that like, if I had not been such a huge fan of hers, I would never have done that. But, you know, she was like fine. Anyway, that's my Mary-Kate Olsen story that I've never shared.
Hey, Du. It's Tyler from Canada. I'm just curious, and I see her name pop up a lot. How bad is Melissa McCarthy, and what's her rap?
Hi, Tyler. Thank you for your question. I love how you phrased it, how you were like, how bad is she? Not like, is she great? Is she good to work with, or what's she like? It's how bad is she? You know, unfortunately, I don't have a file dedicated to Melissa McCarthy, so I couldn't, you know, dip into my computer and see what people have said about her. I know I have some DMs. They're just not filed. So I apologize for that. But from what I remember, the DMs I received about her weren't that great. I think she's kind of like a B, if my memory is serving me. I did search her name in my emails and something came up from January of 2021. And it says, Hollywood exec friend works very closely with Melissa McCarthy and can confirm she's an absolute sweetheart. This made me so happy to hear how genuine she is. Now, I don't know if that's from a fan who was just submitting that because like at the time I maybe posted that Melissa McCarthy was a B, or if it's genuine. Another email was... So this, just to clarify, you guys, like I searched her name in my emails, but I also have like files on my computer for each celebrity. So this is my emails. This is not like files of DMs. This is just emails from anonymous people. This person says, Melissa McCarthy is picky as fuck. My acting coach has gone to dinner in a group with Melissa McCarthy numerous times, and she refuses to eat at a restaurant if the bathroom is even slightly dirty or if there's something out of place. I don't know. Thought it was interesting. I mean, to her defense, like, I wouldn't want to eat at a restaurant if the bathroom was dirty. But I'm so sorry. That's all I have besides like my vague remembrance of people DMing me various stories over the past 3 years that don't paint her in the best light. I promise that if I receive anything going forward, I'll post, or if I find any old DMs, I'll repost them because I know I have them in my computer because I know I posted about her before, because I remember when I first started receiving DMs about her, I was really, really surprised what people had to say about her, because she seems like, you know, so cool and like she could be like your best friend. I don't think that's the case. It's always like that with comedians though. Don't we like always have this conversation? Like, it's always like the comedians who like you think in real life they would be your best friend, but you wind up hearing like the shittiest things about them, like kind of like Leslie Mann. Now, don't get me wrong. I've heard great things about Leslie Mann, but I've also heard not so great things about Leslie Mann. So I always feel like it's the like funny ones. But anyway, we'll get back to that. And that's it. That's all we have time for today. I want to thank everyone for submitting their voicemails. I apologize if I did not get a chance to answer your voicemail on this podcast. We'll be doing another voicemail episode soon. So we'll save it for then. Thank you guys. That's it for today. Thanks so much for listening to Do You. New episodes will air every Thursday. This has been a presentation of Cadence 13 Studios. Please listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your podcasts. For more info, you can also follow me on Instagram at demois.